okay, if you touch the fringe of his garment, you know, you're made well. You know, you're literally in the Greek, you're saved. Imagine what would happen if you didn't just touch his coat. What would happen if you actually became a member of his body yourself? What would that look like? What if I just didn't settle for touching the fringe of his robe? What if I wanted to be bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh? I think we hear them too when we hear the words of institution. Take, eat, this is my body. I mean, I would say, in some ways, Jesus just fed a crowd that was hungry. I think this passage is designed to make us hungry again. And in that last verse, if they just touched the fringe of his garment, look what happened. What would happen if you took that body that conquers the chaotic sea, that traverses even death in the grave? What would happen if you took that body into your own body? What would that look like? And I think it's supposed to make us hungry for what he offers us in the sacrament. That's where we find a new heart. That's where we find a new life.